The Fat Jewish Sits on Kyle Richards. It's Season 7, Episode 14, Sweet Georgia Jane, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV, where we are talking about the ladies of Beverly Hills. And we have a full panel tonight to recap such show. I'm your host, Grants_Rants on Twitter, and from the podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. Joining me tonight.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Leone, and I'm filling in for Christy tonight. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me at Thomas Rulina, and please subscribe to my upcoming show on YouTube called Your Time with Thomas.
Hey, guys, I'm a pretty mess. Chris Valentine. You can find me on YouTube and my website, chrisvalentine.la, for all the celebrity interviews. And, of course, Twitter, a.k.a. Golden Boy, hit me up.
And let's talk about it. First, we're going to talk about our hair.
Is that what we're talking about? Yes, we are.
We want to talk about hair on this show.
They're all different looks, which I love.
You look fabulous. Thank you. Of course. We want to start with Jenna. Jenna always looks
amazing. For those who are
listening,
we need to give a description of the hair.
Yes, this is a natural look we have
here. I'm doing full-on natural. There's really nothing in it, and I just made a joke that I'm the only one without a product in it. So I think,
you know what? I've been doing so many things that I have to use hairspray a lot, and it starts to like turn into glue. So my stylist is like, no, once a week, that's all you get. Once a week or two, because it starts building up.
Yeah.
I came in, I wanted Grant to know this too. I came in styled, ready for this show. It's just going to go down because it was like all over the place, and I know I'm going to get criticized. So I'm just like, I'm a pretty mess tonight. That's all I have to say. And you're like sharp, dude.
I'm literally sharp. Pretty mess. I'm giving like the Erica Jane braid today.
Yes.
Yep, I'm trying.
Vibes, oh yes.
My gosh, and Grant with the clean cut look, of course.
Mm-hmm. And while you're texting below how much you hate this conversation on here, we are going to talk about the show.
More comments. We need more comments.
Erica and Eileen get together, right? For lunch. Erica has a new ride, or a nice one anyway. And she's going to visit her mom. Brothers in a local play. Then Kyle and Dorit get together. And interesting, did you catch all this back and forth? Dorit says, she says something about, like, do you know how high you are? And I'm like,
that?
I didn't get that.
Who are you talking to?
About somebody sitting high on a stool, or was she high, like, as a kite on drugs? I don't know. Mm. It was so fast, I didn't know what that was about.
I don't know. The interwebs are talking about her and her husband. Perhaps they're allegedly, maybe, I don't know, into some habits. I don't know what the deal is. But people say they like to have a good time. People say they like to have a good time. I don't know. I don't know what it is that I really don't. But, I mean, that's what I've heard. Well, so we're just keeping the gossip going.
Christy, where are you?
Well, didn't Dorit have a lot to say about the pills with Lisa and everything? So where is that coming from, then?
Jenna, I feel like every scene with Dorit is all about her grasping for a scene. At this point, it's starting to look a little desperate, like she's inserting herself in these fights that we had tonight.
And which one are you talking about? Dorit?
Dorit.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I
like everybody. I see everybody's perspective, but I really feel like Dorit is standing out as trying to stay on the show. She's like grasping at straws at this point.
Okay.
Every comment that she makes, it's almost like you're inserting yourself into this. You weren't even a part of it. So that's just my little take.
Do you think that's why she's latching on to Kyle so hard?
I think everybody wants to latch on to Kyle, Kyle tonight, along with Lisa Vanderpump and Kim, to me, did not come off as good as they could have. I get criticized for siding with Lisa Ren all the time, but, you know, everybody in these arguments tonight, especially as we got further into the show, it looked like Kyle, you know, supposedly was going to take over as the queen of the show, maybe after Lisa Vanderpump leaves. I didn't really...
Was that for for sure? Because a lot of people are confused in our comment box saying, did they say it? Who said it? Radar Online said it?
Yes. Yeah, are you going to challenge me?
No, I'm not challenging. I just want to clarify for the viewers.
Okay, it came out on Radar Online, which is her little go-to. Lisa Vanderpump knows some people there, and anytime she wants to leak something out, she'll give them the exclusive scoop. Then the Inquisitor picked it up, and then it went everywhere. And I kind of feel it's true. I don't think Lisa Vanderpump...
Has Lisa said anything?
I don't.
She gave a quote. Yeah, she did.
Where?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Didn't she give a quote last week in the news and gossip when Christy was here? She said like, "Oh, it's a negative environment."
Yeah.
And I just feel like I'm past it, and because it was kind of what we had all surmised
that
she had kind of moved on in her own way with her own projects.
Okay. Yes.
She didn't really need the vehicle anymore. That's fine if, as long as we don't see like what NeNe's trying to do with like, oh, one season off and I'm right back in the center and I want a huge paycheck. Like, if you're done, you're done. We don't need a promo like the return of Lisa Vanderpump. We just don't need it.
I was almost feeling that. Like, she set it up to come back. Are you really going to leave, Lisa? You know, I was feeling that, Grant.
If you're going to make the leap, do it.
Yeah. Don't come back.
It's like the Cher comeback tour.
We're just trying to make it clean around here.
Yeah, no, I just feel like, I don't know. I mean,
you know, she was done. She was done when she started this season. I think the only reason she's back.
Last season, she was done.
Yeah,
I think so.
Even the season before, there was hints. And it was just like the Yulin thing is what I think brought her back. And the dog, and she made a deal.
I wonder what her contract looks like. Yeah,
million. It was seven figures too. She demanded.
Okay.
And it was, I think, part of the contract was I want to be able to talk about the dog center that just opened a few days ago, which is going to reopen again, another grand opening. But I think that's why she came back.
Okay.
And for her to talk about later in the show, the Hong Kong thing and everybody get invited. I feel like she should know, being on this show, anybody and everybody that comes is going to help the whole Dog Center thing, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. Lisa is very contractually smart. Even in the first season,
for sure.
She had Jiggy even had his own writer in the contract. So I feel like this is why we're seeing the scenes that we're getting from her. They're taking off boxes of what they've agreed upon in the contract. And that's not fun for anyone, really. It must be a nightmare for producers because they're trying to produce this show around these mandates. I mean, play the game or get off the show.
That is the way it usually is.
For sure.
Well, you are usually treated like dirt when you do these shows, even the stars. And you know, we did a show together, Hollywood Medium, and that's a perfect example. Like when John Edward would start out, he would say that, you know, you just go along, you're sitting around all day, you do as you're told, you become a star. But usually it's the young people that are willing to put up with it that are hungry because there is usually no writers where you get to demand stuff. So that's the way it usually is.
Right.
Well, back in the day, Lisa Vanderpump actually got Jiggy his own show. And there's still a contract every year. There's a re-signing option, so Jiggy could probably get his own show rather than
Lisa going.
He's
getting a little old, though.
I know, so.
That show be?
Just Jiggy.
Just
Jiggy. Or it's like Jiggy's Life or something like that. Commenters, you know.
I mean, that could be like a web series. I mean.
Not even. You're being kind.
No,
like a digital short.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, like 6 2-minute episodes where they like set them up in different outfits maybe or in different time periods, you know. I mean, they drop them into like on top of like, you know, next to a pyramid, and then next week he's, you know, eating chopsticks.
Yeah,
calendars, like that's the only thing I can think of. Like,
he has
what?
To interact with the other dogs that she has, and she's always getting a new dog. It seems like every episode we got another new one today.
Yeah.
Right. And
well,
then
there you go.
Chickie's a little
I'm
jealous
so
but
I'm
I will
so
always
so tired of it.
You're tired of
it. It's been 7 seasons of watching her play with pets.
I still regret, though, the day that I went to Villa Blanca for lunch. Lisa Vanderpump was standing right at the door, and I... holding Jiggy, and I never got a picture with Jiggy. And I still regret that.
You gotta go
older.
Back.
My grandmother has a photo, and my mom has a photo of Jiggy.
Are you serious?
Stop
in person?
It. That's so
did they
funny.
Come to Villa Blanca?
Yeah,
or
they
what?
Went to Villa Blanca.
Okay,
yeah.
Just
check
out a pump, and I'm sure Lisa
pump
will be there.
Friday, Saturday night, if you guys want to meet Lisa Vanderpump, that's where she holds court. And the thing is, there are people lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I've done that a few times, and at some point, I'm like, I'm not buying another round. I want my picture of Lisa Vanderpump. She's so kind. What she'll do is she'll get up. Ken is usually there too. He's kind of.
I met her there.
Yeah, and so if you guys want to meet her, that's the place to go. And she will get up every hour or so and take pictures with everybody. And then go.
I had a different experience.
Really?
So let's hear why you hate
I went
her.
There.
Teacups are being passed around.
Shout out to my sister.
I have mine.
Shout out to my sister, Alyssa, who's definitely listening. We were there, and we went. She wanted to meet someone, obviously. And I was like, well, let's go and see if we can find Lisa. So we went there, and Lisa was completely inebriated.
Ooh, wow.
And, like, she was surrounded by these guys that were kind of like I want to say like moving her around, but like getting her through the night. And I work for one of the networks, and they said, oh, blah, 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 this is so-and-so. He works for one of the networks. He works for this network. And so she didn't know where she was going, so she just stood there. We took a photo. It's kind of, I'll have to tweet it out. And then she looked good in the photo. I will say she looked very nice in the photo, but there was no discussion, no eye contact, no looking, and the handlers... The gays kind of helped her maneuver the
that
night.
Was supposed to be a gay bar/restaurant. That was the way it was billed, and now it's just like
Pump.
Yeah, and it's gone the way of kind of being a regular. You know, it's not focused on that.
Well, it's still WeHo. I mean, it's prime, not going to be the Abbey unless you have someone dancing in a thong.
People are complaining about the Abbey now too. It's like a straight bar, but I love it.
Well, you always have that one where they're on the.
You know what it is?
Oh, the girl. There's always one.
Unfortunately for Lisa, to me, it seems like Pump has turned into a tourist trap.
Yes, that's what I was. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, they still make their money though.
Oh yeah.
I've gone there for different things. Like, I've gone there with my gay friends. I've gone there with, like, my girlfriends. It's kind of like an all-around, but I think that's the beauty of it. Like, there's so many other places. If you want to go to WeHo, go to Fiesta, go to, like, Bar 10, go to the Chapel. You know?
Exactly.
Leave Lisa's Pump alone. It's cute.
Yeah. And if you're not somebody that she recognizes right away, because she does follow pop culture, she knows who the big stars are, the big singers and all that, if she doesn't know you... she will treat you like dirt. It's just the way she is. She's acting.
Isn't that lovely? A human being. What
good
a great.
To know.
Yeah.
So great. Don't feel bad if she didn't like immediately recognize you.
Oh, believe me, I did not feel too bad. I can handle it on my own. And Lisa, I will say, like, to people who are interested in going to check it out, I say go after 10 because there's no one in there.
Oh,
so anyway,
the cheeseburgers are good, guys. I mean, the food is really good there.
But don't check for the service.
No service.
Tell you, read the Yelp speaks for itself. The Yelp, just read the Yelp.
Okay. I don't know. It's the best caprese salad I've ever had, sir. So I'm just saying.
I have a pumptini. I will definitely have a pumptini.
Good
with that.
Yeah, those are good.
Isn't this great, guys? You're getting all the behind the scenes stuff. That's real.
I'm really just having some coffee
We're
talk.
Adding some depth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, coffee talk.
That's to LA.
Well, Dorit, she claims that she doesn't trust Rena and that she's not as genuine as she wants people to believe. Mm-hmm. And that then Kyle now says that she's totally okay with Rena as long as Kim is. So that was kind of a moment where, like, oh, okay, so that whole cheesecake fiasco just is, like, we're good again?
I think with Dorit saying something like that, it's kind of like what you guys are saying. She's trying to find a storyline. I think she's trying to find or try to connect with people on a different level, and it's, I don't see it happening for her. Yeah. She's trying, she's bringing out other people's issues to highlight their pills and all these other things. I like Dorit. You guys know I like her fashion. I think she's great. But for the show, it must be hard to come on as a new housewife and be like, okay, here you go. Here's all these women that have, like, years and years of history. Figure it out. And I think that's what we're seeing with her.
Yeah, and even Eden said when she came on and she was talking to us, because I would ask her, are the producers leading you into these scenes? She was like, no, we are being dropped off and we do it ourselves. Because you remember that scene last week or a few weeks ago where they showed them meeting in the park? And I'm like, I felt like it was set up. Maybe Eden knew what she was going into with Rena. Mm-hmm. Was she prepared by the producers? I don't think so. I think they kind of know what they're going to be talking about, but they are just dropped off.
Well, that's probably why they pair them up so well. You know, who arrives together? I mean, it's not like they just meet up and want to go together. They're specifically two at a time. And this perfect two.
I will question one major thing that happened last week. I was watching it, catching up. That whole thing with Carney Wilson interrupting just at the moment.
Right when
Rena was going to come clean. I'm like, what are the odds?
Right.
So that one I questioned,
guys,
like she was
Carney,
pushed
we need
in.
To have you back on.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, come on this show. I will come in.
Carney, yes. Love it.
Carney's been on AfterBuzz TV before.
I feel like it. I feel like she would do it.
Yeah, she's been here before. My friend Mark interviewed her. It was a good interview. Yeah.
Natalie in our comment box said that she loves coming to our show because she loves hearing what we have to say after a long day of work.
Thank you.
And Charlie,
here
I
are unedited. I just came from a long day at work, too. I don't know what I'm saying on the show tonight.
Charlie, we can see now, and I want to be engaged. So, yeah, ask a question, Charlie.
Yes.
What do you want to talk about?
Oh, is this a specific person you know?
No, but he was commenting earlier.
Oh, that we weren't talking.
Yes. Thank you, Victoria.
So we will definitely try to interact with you guys.
Lisa Vanderpump, she didn't say it to any of the girls, but she said it to her husband. She said that she doesn't know why Kyle isn't furious at Lisa Rinna still for calling her an enabler. And I was like, ooh, she's calling that out to really to keep something going against Rinna, but yet she's not saying it to the right party. She should have said that at later at that tasting, that rosé tasting with the other ladies.
Right.
You know, what's Ken going to do with that information? So that was kind of a missed opportunity if she was trying to start something. But I'm always watching her, especially when it comes to Lisa Rinna. And we'll get to that more, of course. I wrote Kyle party. I mean, every episode Kyle's having a party. So now here we are again. PK and Dorit arrive. And Dorit almost eats it on the way in.
Oh.
Erica compliments Dorit's her fresh hair. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's that comment, the one real pinnacle of this
episode.
Oh,
that British humor.
Yes. She's like, oh, that's the first compliment you've ever given me. And, of course, we see further receipts where Erica really did compliment her. What'd she say? She said when she was in a T-shirt dress, what was that, PK's party?
Mm-hmm. The Moschino T-shirt.
Her birthday,
t-shirt.
I think.
Yes. And then she complimented her when they were getting on the airplane. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there's, like you mentioned, that English humor. I mean, was anyone laughing because at that
joke?
I think
she's just frustrated that she can't connect with Erica, because I'm sure that, like what she says, she has a lot of girlfriends. And I feel like she wants Erica to be her girlfriend. But seeing tonight on the episode, seeing how Erica's so guarded and why she's guarded, I think there's a little frustration there. And we're going to see that in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And frustration to hold on to the series.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And I don't mind that.
You just can't be friends with everyone.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't be friends. I mean, even someone who's new. Like, I feel like just now, recently, as of that Greece trip, that Kyle and Erica really have connected. And they, like, we saw the flashback from when they first met. Like, they've known each other now. They've been on trips together. They've been to each other's homes. They've been to each other's events. And it wasn't until recently, I feel like, Erica kind of let her in and they really connected. So you got to give this stuff time with certain people.
Yeah.
You just need to let relationships grow organically.
With her, going back to your comment about her having her British humor, I feel like she doesn't back it up. Like, in that moment, she could have been like, I'm kidding. You know, but she doesn't do that. So I feel like it kind of, I don't know if she does that intentionally or if she, what's going on in her head, but that's the vibe that I'm getting.
Yeah, that's not humor. That's just making, you know, comments.
Yeah. Some people just don't get how to make a joke. So it's just like I think it's like a social disconnect sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like
criticism.
Like they're trying to be like witty and cute and it's like kind of like you're prickly and drive me crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like we've all been on the receiving end of that.
They remind me of like grandma type thing, like a criticism or like an old aunt. Yeah. Like, oh, that's, you know.
You never say hello to me.
Or like great shoes that really show off those cankles. You know, something like along those lines, like a little jab.
Yeah.
It reminds me too of Kim. Every time there is a new star that comes on the show, she's very guarded and she doesn't let the friendship escalate too fast. She's always been that way, but then a few seasons later, she's best friends with them. It's like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Like Brandy.
Brandy, I'm like the last person you would think.
I know. That's
so.
Watch her in Rinna in 2 years.
And then,
I'm from Auckland, New Zealand. I think that's cool.
Hey, New Zealand.
Oh.
And then Eden is like the opposite. She makes friends fast. She's open. Mm-hmm. She's engaged. She's a hugger. She's warm. So it's just different personalities.
Yeah.
Do we think Eden is going to come back or Dorit? Because I don't think they're going
to
bring them both.
Oh.
Well, what Eden said to us was that she's like, I don't see how they can move on without me.
Yeah.
So I think that's more promising in this case.
Yeah.
Lisa Vanderpump asks Erica if she can use her husband's jet to go to Hong Kong.
As she always does, you know, Lisa Vanderpump is known for, I don't want to say leeching, but always kind of mooching off other people that have jets.
Really?
Yeah, if you watch the social media, she even brags about it. She gets flights all the time for free. She doesn't want to fly domestic coach or, you know, commercial.
She should buy her own plane.
Exactly. But when you have so many friends that visit you at Villa Blanca and all the other, she, I think, started Villa Blanca so she could meet celebrities and become part of that world. That's my belief.
That's
and it's worked. It has worked. But she knows so many people with private jets. I'm not surprised she asked Erica tonight, can I borrow your jet? Because she's gotten away with it many times.
Yeah, it's like an entitlement.
How long can you borrow
rides
with people?
What do we think about Erica, like, blurting out like an invite to Eileen.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say something else.
Oh, okay. What were you thinking?
I loved when she called Lisa Vanderpump out and she goes, "No, it's unavailable. You can't have my plane."
Good for you. Yes.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Right. And I love it. Yeah. I love that. Yes.
I think it's an imposition. I wouldn't be running around asking people for things like this, especially with jets. Like, you're going to Hong Kong.
I know.
Do you know how much money that's gonna cost in fuel?
At least
they'd
a million.
Have to stop.
Yeah, it's not a favor. Like, here, can you drive me to my car? It's raining outside. Like, please. I don't know. That to me is tacky. You know, how long can you bum rides off people?
Well, yeah. Lisa Vanderpump gets away with a lot. And luckily, we have a supporter here. And I love me some Lisa Vanderpump, too, since the beginning. But she, I mean, look at the end of the episode. She gets Lisa Renner to take off her eyelashes. She tries everything and she gets away with it sometimes.
She's never changed, though. She's always been like that. That's what she's kind of, like, known for, actually.
Yeah. Remember, like, the
I'm going to miss her, guys.
Season
one, like, even the jabs that she would always give Adrian, it was like they were friendly neighbors, but it got a little personal. Mm.
That British humor.
I just love when we got to see, going real quickly to Adrian and going to see Palms in that life. I miss that moment.
Remember they flew in the jet to the Palms? The roof was like episode 2.
That was so cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah,
they need to bring someone else in. If Lisa leaves, someone with a lot of money. Because I feel like there's not that much money going on. I know there's some, but I mean, I'm talking Maloof money.
I'm with you on that.
She had a private jet.
Does she have a husband?
Not yet.
She's not a housewife.
Whatever, you don't need one.
That's, oh, that's right.
Look at
show.
Atlanta. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, Lisa Vanderpump is, this is ridiculous. These people, the excuses they have to have people come over. She's having a tasting for rosé because her son-in-law and her daughter are going to put it out in a store. So they have to have these three people.
Promo after promo.
Doreen, Erica, and Kyle have to go over to taste it to make sure it's okay to go to Ralph's.
Plug it correctly. I think the producers took that out because I forgot that they were doing that, and it just looked like everybody was having brunch.
Thank you.
So they literally chopped
out. We never even saw the brand or anything.
We've seen enough brands. These are the agency. We even decided to see that later. Like
Mauricio shows up every episode.
Yeah, we've seen enough at this point.
With the hat.
Kyle said that Kim's daughter gave birth. That's nice.
Finally. I mean, she's been dilated now for like how many hours and episodes? It's finally, it's all they talk about. She's constricting. She's dilated. She's going to come at any moment. She's going to blow. So, yeah, finally.
Lisa Vanderpump calls out Erica for inviting Eileen right on the nose, basically, in front of her. And it's like, do I buy into all of this that it's an invitation-based only thing? Or do we say, look, they take a group trip every season. It's time for a trip. Again, these women receive schedules, so they know what's coming up. Mm. Like, today they shot, like, the day after the cheesecake party, and then the following 2 days, I follow the timeline. Like, so they have a block of time where they know they're going to be on camera, or at least certain ones know, like, tomorrow you're going to meet with Doreen, you're going to have a drink, and you're going to talk about the night at the Cheesecake Factory.
Another plug.
Yes. So it's like, they know what's coming up, so, like, I have a hard time believing that these women don't have, like, 10 days blocked out for a cast trip, but I mean, I guess it was an issue that Eileen was invited.
Maybe it could have been a different trip, and it was like Lisa was like, I'm gonna have a separate group of people go. Maybe that's what Lisa Vanderpump wanted, and now it just, I don't know. I'm just thinking,
I think you should be thankful if you can get the whole group to go there. Yes, they're gonna be tweeting about it. Yes, the show's gonna look good. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a lot of publicity all around. I mean, what is the problem?
I'm just always thinking logistics. Like, I know, like, Eileen works in soaps, and I know Y&R has hardly no time off except around the holidays. So it's like, all right, she's a contract regular, can you just pick up and go? Like, those schedules are set, and you really can't screw them up.
Right, yeah, I'll go to Hong Kong for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking, like, I'm thinking way too deep into
this. Did she go to it? I don't remember. Was she in any upcoming scenes?
I'm sure she is.
What? Do you think Eileen went to Hong Kong?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It's probably a part of the contract. Just like
Well, no, she gets away with not showing up at a lot of stuff because of Y&R.
Oh.
It's like, oh, she's at Y&R today.
I didn't see her on that boat, but maybe she might be there. I don't know.
Well,
somebody just asked who Eileen is. So.
Oh. Who's Eileen?
This New
Who's
Zealand.
Fan are you? BBZ. You're on the wrong show. I haven't seen
Jenna.
Well, Dorit says that they really need to invite Erica. I mean, that they need to invite Rinna. Someone should float her an invite. And Eden is going. she Eden kind of just said, I'm herself. Going.
Yeah, exactly.
Eden, by the way, you're going, I'll be there too. I'm like, okay.
This is going to be an exciting trip.
Yes.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
It's such a different atmosphere, I guess, this time around.
Mm-hmm. And just a quick comment, when you said just now about Eden, maybe she's just so honest that she's like, yeah, I'm going, because it's planned. So she's like, yeah.
Oh,
oh, of course I'm going.
I haven't set my calendar.
I don't know.
It's in my iCal.
Yeah, it's right here. Our producer sent us an email this morning. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because
she's
it
smart.
Came at the end of the season, this Hong Kong came at the very, very end, I can kind of buy that it was a last-minute thing. And I think they have their schedules blocked out for the 3 or 4 months or however long it is they're shooting. So they have to expect these trips. But I do kind of feel it was a thing. I think the producers knew about Lisa Vanderpump wanting to do it, but okay. I don't think the whole cast necessarily knew or knew they were going.
Is this the only trip? Correct me if I'm wrong. Is there another trip coming up?
No, like there's just this one.
Well, then this would be the trip. There were,
yeah.
They knew they were doing it, in my opinion. This would be it.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
just
same
like
thing
the reunion.
As Dubai. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, that's my opinion. Anyway.
The trip's coming up at the end, guys, but we just don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's I felt like Eden was being honest. Oh, we're going to Hong Kong. I'd like to go.
Totally. Yeah. That's just how I
seemed organic. Kind of.
Well, Dorit, once again, in mixed company now, says that she wouldn't trust Eileen or Lisa Rinna, and that...
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
And that Erica said, well, you know, you shouldn't really trust anyone. You should really only trust your husband, PK. And that threw Dorit, like, overboard. She's like, couldn't wrap her mind around not confiding in girlfriends. And then this is kind
please.
Of... I know. This is kind of the unrolling of the ball of yarn for Erica, where we kind of start to peel back and learn more about her and, like, where she came from and the relationship with her mother and how she
part.
Saw her mother kind of crumble from a bad relationship. And mm-hmm. she used that as a learning point to never be that weak. And she's, like, very real with it. And, that we learned. She peeled back the mask a little bit, but not enough for Dorit.
Yeah.
She
Dorit, I think she was trying maybe to create a divide and kind of divide the group up a little bit. But with Erica sitting there and Eileen giving her an opportunity on her show, I think it was the wrong person to say those comments to. Like talking about how she doesn't trust Lisa, she doesn't trust Eileen. You're talking to somebody that gave Erica this like new platform to be on a show. It's probably not the best person to talk
and
to say that
close.
To.
Yeah, they're close.
So I don't know if she was trying to create that scene or if she really wasn't thinking.
You know, I think it all stems from Dorit going to that barbecue at Lisa Rinna's house. And didn't she have to leave early? Didn't she not stay for the whole thing?
She did. She had to leave for a child.
That's where it
thing.
Started. That's where she's like, I don't think she got the full Lisa Rinna experience and Erica and the whole thing that was going down. She had to maybe watch it later. So she's, from that moment on, she kind of missed the bus and she's trying to get back on the show. And like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? She's asking the other girls.
Yeah.
I think she needed to stay there for that barbecue. I think after that, she's kind of out of the loop.
Good point.
We'll see.
I think about that. I'm just glad the husband came on. I got a kick out of here. Out
PK.
Of PK.
Yeah.
You guys are so mean to PK. I feel like I haven't
said two words about him.
I didn't say you. I said you guys. You guys. But basically, PK does not look like he's this canned ham that's over tanned and whatever you guys call him. I feel I've never met him, but I feel he looks like he probably weighs 80 pounds. He's kind of small, and so is Dorit, so he's probably not as huge. Don't you guys read the comments? Come on. It's not as bad as you guys.
I've never heard him referred to as canned ham.
Wait a minute. Go back two episodes.
I guess I need to pay attention to the comments.
And it said a smoked ham. Somebody called him a smoked ham. Something
that's
like
so
that.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and
well,
it's like...
I don't know if this gentleman is exactly 80 pounds, but, you know...
I don't think so.
Probably not, but, you know, he's not...
You know, PK,
like,
good to see you, my friend. At least just acknowledging that you're there.
Yeah.
I like how Dorit's like name has always changed to Dorito in
yes.
spelling.
Yes.
So
yes.
It was like Dorito, and I'm like, whoa.
Someone brought a new one and called her Burrito.
At the beginning of the season, I wanted to call her Dorito, just
Thank
as a
you,
joke.
Tabitha.
But I didn't want to be, like, disrespectful and rude. You know, it's not her name. I wouldn't want, like, someone to call me something ridiculous. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'll be nice.
Tabitha remembers. Thank you, Tabitha.
Oh, the...
A sizzled ham.
Oh,
see, sizzled there's
ham. Well, that's a new one. That's a new one. But anyways,
yes.
I like PK.
Dorit claims that she's very engaging, but she had a really hard time with Erica, and she just... All she wants to do is just engage with her. And it's like, well, you know, you can't have it all. You know, some people you just can't. Look, there are different wavelengths with people. Mm-hmm. You know, that's it. I mean, you either click or you don't, or you give it time, and then you judge then. I mean, I don't know what her deal is.
Why does she care so much?
Yeah.
Like,
once again, say on the show.
Yeah, just grab onto what you can, I guess.
Yeah.
Kyle visits Kim's new condo, this pink palace. I would love to know where this is. If you know where it is, I'm curious to know.
Like Arizona? I don't know.
It better be expensive, because you know she's getting monthly payouts still from her original settlement. We could save it for news and gossip, but I think you brought it up earlier. It doesn't look expensive to me, but it could be. It could be one of those, you know, L.A. neighborhoods where those condos are crazy.
Right.
But, you know, Kim is always moving. I like when she has a house and a pool and everything. And even in those episodes, I was wondering, how does she afford this?
Yeah, well, those are rented homes, so maybe she Maybe she actually bought a condo.
Maybe.
Like maybe the kids went to school and she's using all of those funds to pay for the school now, and she has to go to a condo. That's all I can think of, because it doesn't look too glamorous.
Well, she's probably not getting the paychecks from housewives, so what is she going to get paychecks for?
She has paychecks from her first husband.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and it's sizable. It's a lot of money.
How much?
She earned that, unfortunately, though. That guy was not a good guy to her.
Oh. Can we just say great
you want
Kim
money,
looked,
you earn it.
Oh, she looks great. Kim looks great.
Yeah, leave her condo alone. Yes. She looks amazing.
I'm not saying anything about the kind. I just, you know.
Kim really looks sober, and she looks happy.
She's very happy with the baby.
And I'm happy for her.
Yes.
So she's still unsure what to do with the group of ladies. I think she was relieved that she's not going to Hong Kong. And
nobody invited her.
She had not invited her. She could have just invited herself.
That would have been
She just hope it's all sincere. That was really it. But I was kind of glad to see Kim and see that she's settled. And she seems to be so thrilled, like over the moon and animated about this kid.
Well,
so
she wasn't going to go to Hong Kong anyways, because I felt like she thought it was her pregnancy. Like, she's pregnant. I can't get on a plane to Hong Kong. You know, it's all about her and the baby. It's like, I feel like she's having the baby. You know, the little baby carrier's in her house and all the presents are there. So it's like she's having a baby in her mind and she can't go to Hong Kong.
Let's talk about Rinna visiting Lisa Vanderpump and at Vanderpump Dogs. Lisa Vanderpump claims that she wants to forget everything about Dubai and that she's just emotionally drained and moving on to other things. I guess time does heal a little bit. Time has passed, right?
Yeah.
Well, I asked Jenna that earlier. I says, do you think Lisa Rinna's being honest in that little scene? Because, everybody says, we've heard it before. You say you own it. Let's move on. And then she says it again. So what do you think, Jenna?
Are you talking about the comment she made to Kim in the last episode? Is that what you're talking about, honesty?
Any of the comments where she says she's going to come clean and she's not going to do it anymore. That whole...
Right. Yeah. No, I think she truly, genuinely thinks that she doesn't want... She doesn't want to, but in the moment, she's like, I'm going to say it.
And you think she does it? I think so,
too. Seatbelt comes off.
Yeah. That's what I think. Never mind. But do you think I'll own it later. Exactly. Right now, this is good TV.
And she's doing it for the television
show.
She's
an actress. Uh-huh. And if she didn't, then where would the season be?
Thank you.
Right.
But... in this little moment that we're talking about, I think the LVP wasn't being honest. Mm. Because I don't think she's dropping it with Rinna. I think just at this moment, especially leaving the show, she just wants to tie up all her ends and just say, oh, I'm good. Oh, I made up with Rinna right before our trip. You know, it's
and she all but admitted she's using Rinna for the followers to promote
her
stuff.
She already said it.
That's the honest truth, guys. I mean, when people say that, it's usually the truth.
Yeah.
So.
No, I'm using her.
Pretty much, yeah. So they both said they both were effing bitches, and
they
that
made
was
up.
That. Yes,
that was
they made up.
Happily ever after.
They did that at Dorit's birthday party, though, so we're seeing it twice this season.
Oh, that's right.
It's true, yes.
I don't think Kim, though, has let it go and made up and moved on.
No, I don't think she is.
I think she was really coming down hard at that party, and if you watch her tweets, it's week after week. They are vicious. She is not letting anything go.
You saw last week?
Yes.
I don't even want to look at all the time, but
it was a lot.
Really, people are telling me, people are saying, Kim. Kim is really going off. There's nothing that Eden can do or Lisa Rinna can do that will ever make it right. And even if they keep apologizing and try to explain themselves, I don't know where Kim's mind is, but people say she is vicious on Twitter.
See, I said from the very first first episode here that I felt like they were never going to be friends. And I just feel like if Kim doesn't feel that way, I don't think she should publicly just announce it. Like, keep it to yourself and don't bring it up on your tweets.
And why is
just,
she
like,
doing
it?
Is she trying to keep the storyline going for herself? That's what people are saying.
Maybe.
It's like, why are you constantly attacking on Twitter? Is it to keep the focus on you?
Yeah.
Well, stars tend to do that.
Kim is quiet tonight. I'm looking at Kim's Twitter
last
now.
Last week she went in.
That's what she
probably
does,
next week.
I looked at all the tweets last week. Yeah, she went in. Yeah.
That's what she did the week before. People said, because you're supposedly these housewives are under contract to tweet on Tuesdays. That's why you can most engage with them on Tuesdays, because they're supposed to. Kim is the only one that doesn't, and then she picks it up. It's like all of a sudden all hell breaks loose Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. She's all in. So it's like, what is going on with her?
Well, that's probably why Rinna thinks that it's not over, and she's like, why is this lady if she's sober still attacking me? And then everyone gets upset. Well, why are you saying if she's sober? Then she's like, well, sober people don't act that way. And then it's back and forth, and
see at the reunion.
The reunion's gonna be crazy.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If a woman asked you to take off your lashes, would you do it?
If it was Lisa Vanderpump.
No, not Lisa Vanderpump. Not her. I'm trying to think who.
Your best friend.
Yeah, if she needed my lashes, I would give her. Yeah, that would be the only way. Otherwise,
you're giving. Yeah.
Yeah.
But wait a minute, Grant. Those are real.
Exactly.
That's what you were supposed to say.
So Lisa Rinna. Lisa Rinna was manipulated. She was full blown manipulated to hand over those lashes. And I think to all of us who have been like me, I've had it up to here with Lisa Rinna. It's been the Lisa Rinna hour for the last 3 weeks. She looks ridiculous. I think that it was kind of a nice moment for us. I was like, thank you, Lisa Vanderpump, for giving us this moment to kind of bring her down a notch.
But that's who Lisa Rinna always is, desperate for approval and love. That's what we keep getting.
You got that right.
So, I mean, out of all the people, of course, Lisa Vanderpump can target her and get away with it. You know, she'll target Erica and it's not going to fly. But Lisa Rinna is just such a, I don't want to say a sweet, kind-hearted soul, but she's desperate, is what people are saying.
Well, she's an actress. A lot of times that mindset and that character, it
carries on.
You're on camera. Yeah. You will do whatever it takes to make the scene nice.
Especially if you've been doing it for years. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just second nature.
And a lot of stars are like behind the scenes. They are a totally different person. You put a camera on them, they know this is going out to everywhere, and they're going to put on a different face, their best foot forward, and make it look good.
Yeah. So take it off, hang it up, pull it back up, put it right back on.
Oh, well, my gosh. I have a story. Go ahead.
Let's talk about the real side of Erica. Not that she's false, but this really hometown, like where she came from, her mother, the connection she had with her grandmother, and seeing that bedroom and learning the significance of that baby blue and all of that. I mean, what do we want to say about the whole Georgia experience?
It makes sense why she acts the way she acts and why she's a straight shooter. She clearly looked at her grandmother as someone that she looked up to over her mother. And
which a lot of people do.
Right, yeah. And that's why she is the great Erica that we know.
Yeah, well said.
I really like the very ending when we actually got something figured out between the two, or anybody really, but we got Erica realizing something and getting closure on something from the past of why her mother was like that, admitted to it. Because a lot of kids grow up with these similar issues and they think it's them. They think it's their fault and they can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. That was so great that we got to see something really happen between the mother and daughter. I thought that was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She actually figured something out. She said, oh, it's not me. I wasn't crazy. You were hard on me. So, you know, it sounds simple, but that can mean the world to somebody. They can get so much healing out of that. So I love that.
Her mom validated that for her and said, you're right, I was a little hard on you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was powerful to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
I thought it was just fresh for viewers to see her life like that. We got to run into Eileen's life, everybody's life. So this is nice that we got to finally see another side to Erica. So it freshened up the show.
She's such a dynamic character on this show. If you think of all the stuff that we've seen her do, appearances and the husband, and let's like,
She's open dynamic. And honest, though. And, you know, the first scene was they're showing the house, and I'm like, okay, who paid for that house? Erica then immediately says, oh, my grandparents bought this when I was 17. Everything is an open book with Erica. And then we go to the cemetery, which it looked commercial when they came in, but when they finally got to the gravesite, it looked like somebody's backyard in Atlanta, Georgia or something. Right. It was, like, out in the forest with no other tombstones around and on a bench. And I thought, that's really, really nice. Right. And it was, that's pretty much opening yourself.
And
completely.
Might I add that her accent just came right back. Yes, and she was that George girl.
Yeah, I loved it. Georgia Peach.
I have to go back.
Right off the plate. Right off the jet.
I was picking it up. I'm like, I'm going to start to talk Georgia
down, but the accent back.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, her mom still has it. And I think when she's around her mom, she picks it up and everything.
No, even before she saw her mom, she got off the plane and started talking like that.
Is that when she commented on the SUV? It's going to be our ride for the week.
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, let's turn our attention to some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
In case you missed it, last week we were talking about Twitter. Lisa Rinna did tweet a photo of her and Kim, and she said, what you guys didn't see, Kim and I having a final moment of making amends before we left. Heart emoji. And there they are with the camera crew behind them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And didn't we get like a little clip of that?
We got an embrace. We got the embrace,
and I'm like, what? When did that happen? So, yeah, they didn't really show that at the very end of the party, and we came later. Yeah.
Well, clearly it doesn't matter, though, because, Kim's still pissed.
I was
going to
say, does Kim look thrilled in this picture?
No.
I don't think so.
No, Kim is so damaged by this, and what the stuff that's been said over years on national TV, this moment is a drop in the pan, if you ask me. Sorry. For Kim.
Is it real, or is it acting to keep the spotlight on her?
Yeah, or to look good after an episode that she didn't look very good.
She's a true blue actress. She has been doing this for so long for Disney and all the other things. It's like,
who was doing
Kim? Kim.
Oh, Kim. Oh, okay.
Kim was on The Wonderful World of Disney and all those Disney movies. I mean, she has been doing this since she's practically a baby. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's like one of those, you know, that movie where the actress is coming down the staircase and she believes she's a star.
Oh,
it's
yes.
It's like that whole weird thing. Like, Kim, why are you this way?
Someone said in the comments, Kim's a classic narcissist. And I don't know if that's
related. I think
related,
that's part of it, and I'm not judging her. I'm just saying it's something a little off, you know, where she's kind of acting a little crazy still.
What, from that scene, you think that she was acting with Lisa
Rinna?
She's
not completely letting Lisa Rinna go, and even in that scene, her eyes were big, and that whole, and she was angry, and
was she
upset.
Acting like a sober person?
I feel like she was sober, definitely. I don't know. Don't get on my case, Kim, please. You're sober. I'm not going to destroy your Beverly Hills persona, but I don't think she's moved on at all. I think Lisa Rinna was trying to move on, but I don't think
Kim needs to move on from that. I don't
maybe
think
she doesn't
has
want to.
To.
Maybe she doesn't want it to.
I think Lisa Rinna used Kim for a storyline for 2 seasons, and she can be as mad as she wants at her.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what
Fair
I think.
Fair enough.
Because it was just not. I don't know how much
it
genuine.
For Kim.
Yeah.
So why the embrace?
Genuine, yeah.
Why the embrace and why, like.
To get her out of Kyle's house.
Yeah.
Go.
Well, yeah, and, you know, Lisa's going to do what she can to, you know, save face. She wants everyone to love her. So, of course, she's going to. If someone's coming at you like this, I guess you got to respond.
We're going to respond
we'll
like Erica with that face.
Really quickly, we talked about Erica in Atlanta or Georgia tonight, and I looked this up. There's an article came up. Romper.com said, how much is Erica Jane really worth?
Oh.
And I was like, I'm interested, because we had talked about this on this panel here. Does she make money on these songs and touring and all that?
I was curious.
So her net worth is $5 million, and her husband's is $11
million.
So
that
makes them multimillionaires.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very, very, very hard to believe. Mm. Just so you know. Because when Tom wins these cases, it's not for a few million. It's in the hundreds of millions. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can afford a jet that's... Some of these jets cost $6 million.
Well, that's why it's only 11. If they didn't have the jet, it would be higher.
You have to include all your assets. You include all your assets in your net worth. I can't even imagine.
Money's probably hidden somewhere. Oh, I didn't
11 million? I don't... that, to me, does not ring true.
There's some in Switzerland.
And why is there a dichotomy? Why is it 5 for her and 11 for him? Isn't there money all together? Right?
Well, they just assess them separately. I mean, I feel like the money that he's made is probably in his business. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. The settlements.
And
for
we
the
keep
firm.
Talking about Erica's jet. It's really Tom's jet because that's what Erica said a few seasons ago. Okay.
And YNR has welcomed back Erica. Of course, it's like the Erica News Hour. Entertainment Weekly says that she will return as Farrah DuBose, a hotshot realtor who will work with Eileen Davidson's on-screen brother, Jack Abbott, the character's name, and Erica will appear on April 24th on The Young and the Restless on CBS.
Yes.
I do too. Nice. Will you watch the scene? She really is a good actress, and everybody keeps telling her she is. She's fantastic. So, yeah, I can see where they asked
more
her back.
More stuff to look forward to.
Amazing. Yay.
Hong Kong next week. Are you ready?
And one little tidbit. Tomorrow is the big day. You guys know what's going on? They are doing the reunion.
Oh.
So the girls will be up early tomorrow morning, 4 in the morning, to start their hair and makeup. It is an all-day marathon. They are required to be there because you know what happens when you don't show up. Adrian Maloof. Okay. So it's an all-day thing. And, of course, we're going to milk at least 3 episodes out of that. So tomorrow is the big day.
Yay.
Nice.
Yes. Well, you can keep up with all of us and what we are doing and working on. You can catch us at these lovely platforms.
Well, we try so hard to entertain you. And you can check me out at Twitter, a.k.a. Golden Boy. My name is Chris Valentine. And my website is chrisvalentine.la. Love you guys.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm coming out with a brand new show myself. It's called Your Time with Thomas. Make sure to subscribe, please.
I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Please subscribe and tell a friend about my show, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk, and follow me on Twitter if you like, at Grants_Rants. Christy will be back next week. Our thanks to Josh in the booth.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, that'll do it for us. Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.